Why Palpatine encouraged Vader to resurrect Padme. Darth Vader was haunted by the ghosts of his past. The people he killed, the teachers he betrayed, the students he murdered. The memories of all these people tormented him, but he did his best to ignore them. He used the dark side and his new role as Palpatine's galactic enforcer to fill the holes of his life with a different purpose, to spread Sith control. But there was one hole he couldn't fill through combat and bloodshed, the hole left by his wife, the woman he couldn't save. Even after her death, Vader sought ways to save her. He had a plan. He would unravel all the secrets of the Force, and through them, resurrect Padme. And Emperor Palpatine encouraged it. The question is why? Why would the Emperor, who was overjoyed to announce that Vader had killed his own wife, so eager to encourage his new apprentice to bring her back to life? That's today's story. Less than a year after falling to the dark side, and enduring Palpatine's trial of the Sith, Darth Vader went on a mission to locate a new site for his personal sanctuary. He was accompanied by two Imperial officers, designers meant to help him on his journey. Eventually, he would find his way back to the volcanic planet of Mustafar, where he had seen his greatest defeat at the hands of his former Jedi Master, Obi-Wan Kenobi. On their descent into the volatile planet, the Imperial enforcers were surrounded by the fury that burnt inside Vader every second of every day. They were flying in the Sith Lord's personal Nabooan royal starship, the very same chrome vessel that had belonged to his wife, Queen Amidala. It was a strange, somber sight. Yet, for the Sith Lord, it was all too familiar. It was a relic of his past, a past that still haunted him every day. As Colonel Alva Bryn remarked, the ship was currently burning up in Mustafar's atmosphere, was absolutely the last thing I would ever expect Lord Vader to possess. It was a ghost, a memory of Padme. The ship held a lot of importance to him. It was the first environment other than the desolate sands of Tatooine that he experienced, his first taste of freedom and the bigger world he ached to belong in. As a young farm boy, he learnt a lot of lessons that would go on to make him who he was going to be on that ship. From Jedi Master Obi-Wan's nurturing to Master Qui-Gon's teachings, the starship held a lot of memories. But one held importance over them all. A person more than a memory. Indeed, he would never have experienced the craft if not for the involvement of Padme Amidala, the Naboo royalty who was swept up in the galaxy-wide mission that Anakin fell into the middle of, unwittingly and unprepared. When he first laid eyes on her, as a young boy, he thought he'd seen an angel. He was enamored. However, though he wanted to be a Jedi and was being taught their ways by Qui-Gon and later Obi-Wan, he had to learn to control his emotions. And with the potential he had, thanks to his unusually high midichlorian count, letting his mind be clouded by his love for Padme could spell disaster. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. Much later, when she became pregnant with Skywalker's children, Anakin received visions of her death. He was so afraid that he would lose her that he chose to abandon his Jedi teachings and embrace the dark side, hoping that by sacrificing his soul, he could save Padme and their unborn child from death. It was a decision he would spend his entire life regretting. He kept this Nabooan royal starship as a testament to her, being a strong reminder of a simpler time for Lord Vader. With so many memories of their first meeting attached to it, and the class of starship that her royal family was linked to. To outsiders in the Empire, though, it was nothing more than a curiosity. In Vader's mind, though, every time he walked towards the ship's cockpit, he saw a vision of himself as a child, young and full of hope. A memory that quickly turned sour as the face of his younger self began to twist to grotesquely fit the contours of his new Sith mask. Vader unleashed his anger by crash-landing the ship, heavy with ghosts and memories, into the surface of the volcanic planet, much to the confusion and alarm of the Imperial officers he was traveling with, Colonel Alva Bryn and Lieutenant Rogo. He was totally deaf to their pleas and protests, especially when he disabled the shields, leaving the chassis of the once-shining chrome-laden ship to the mercy of the fiery atmosphere and lava-laced surface, ripping through the red clouds and dark plumes of smoke. The former Naboo royal transport quickly took a sharp decline directly down to the lava rivers below, exploding in a cloud of burning lava, jagged rocks, and twisted metal. Miraculously, the Imperial crew clambered out of the vehicle, which was somehow still intact. However, the once glistening ship was charred to an almost unrecognizable husk. Fitting, Mustafar had mutilated Vader, and now it had done the same to his ship. Crashing the ship was a huge exercise and cathartic release, especially when the surface was another great reminder of his failures. Mustafar was only known to him through the lens of pain and sorrow. But in order to develop as a Sith and continue what he started when he crafted his new lightsaber and connected with the Force in its caves, he knew this had to be the place to create a sanctuary. Leaving his Imperial allies behind as he made his own way through the treacherous terrain, Vader eventually reached the part of the planet he knew that drew him to the Force, with which he could forge an even stronger connection if he focused his energy there. Assessing its cavernous space, his mind was taken aback to a discussion he recently had with his master before setting off on the excursion. He remembered Palpatine questioning the reason for Mustafar to be Vader's personal stronghold, to which he explained the deep connection with the Force he felt there. But Palpatine knew his apprentice well enough to see something deeper lay within Vader's reasoning.
Ah, I understand. You are truly a perfect Sith, Lord Vader. You let nothing go.
His master knew that Vader would always be tied to the planet for the sheer fact that it was the final time he existed as Anakin Skywalker, and the last time he felt Padme's presence.
Perhaps your Padme does await you on Mustafar. Perhaps the dark side will bring her to you. Go.
This rare moment of positive reinforcement from his usually cruel master reassured Vader in his troubled mindset. Though the ghost of Padme would never leave his head and permeate over everything he did as Darth Vader, he hoped a strong connection to the Force would bring some clarity. However, at the back of his mind, Vader felt this was possibly another test, or worse, a way of his master weaponizing his apprentice's sorrow. It could be another form of manipulation to further mold him into a living weapon, filled with deeper regret, filled with greater rage, filled with more violent power. But whatever the motivation, Vader chose to trust in his master and confront the parts of his memories that he so often hid away. Standing in front of the cave in which he recently crafted his signature Sith lightsaber, Vader was soon joined by his Imperial ally, Colonel Alva Bryn, who was assigned to design the new stronghold that the Sith Lord would soon inhabit. Having received little to no direction on his desired construction, she was eventually let into a slight insight of Vader's mind.
I am here, Colonel Bryn, to study, to understand a great mystery. I do not know how long it will take.
That comment was largely unhelpful. It confused her. But little did she know the typical reclusive Darth Vader had granted her a rare glimpse into his mind. In that sentence, Vader alluded to not only the mystery of the Force, he was talking about Padme and how he might be able to find her again. This was a spiritual place, and Vader intended to find Padme's spirit here. In time, perhaps the memories that haunted him would bring him comfort instead. He would use the sanctuary as a place for intense meditation. He knew this would strengthen his Sith power and abilities. He just had to learn to keep his anger at bay for the time being. After being sold on the lie of being able to save Padme's life if he turned to the Sith, Vader lived with constant regret. He had come to terms with the fact that she died in childbirth, ignoring his master's claims that Vader killed her himself in his anger, and now needed to work on confronting his memories of it. Holding on to mementos like the Naboo starship and trinkets Padme had given him only went so far. In facing his fears of her ghost, he would not only go through an intensely spiritual journey through the Force, but great realizations and emotional control. All the while, Palpatine had increasingly evil in store for his apprentice. Vader's inner conflict would only strengthen Sidious's new empire.